Shotgun house, huh?
I don't know how old it is. We ain't never figured that out, but it's over. It's over 120 years old now.
It's still there?
Yes, and he is still there. Of course, they done. They done some repairing to it, you know, and add more to it and all that. But it was brick and concrete. All the ceiling joists and all was inside, like they didn't have a plain ceiling like they got now. That showed inside. Like some of the houses, they're still building them that way. They want to see that in the house, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's where our house was. And they had holes like close to the ground like that, where you could go underneath the house, and all the flooring was cypress. And it was just board against board, square edge like that. And naturally it would work with the weather, you know, and boy, in winter time you could feel a draft coming through there. The fireplace would be burning in your face and the behind would be a draft behind you. Your back was always cold. And fella bought that house, some of them boards were so worn out already, until when you'd walk on it, it was warped like that. It'd been there so long and people walking on it, you know. So this fella bought that house there, he had all that lumber reworked over again, that cypress, and he used that same flooring back in that house again. He liked it so much because it had 1915 storm came and they had 8 inches of water in the house. And them days was all iron nail and it was square nails. Well, every place they had an iron nail, it left a spot where rust would be, you know, would get rusty. Mm-hmm. Well, all that shows in that flooring, you know, and that's where you like. Looked like something like a knot, but it's where that nail was. He took all that flooring and brought it to the mill and had it replaned and all that, and he was back in his house.
Okay. Well, now the fireplace had a, your fireplace had a, describe it to me, what was it made out of?
But that was made out of brick. Made out of brick where it's straight, right in the middle of the house, right straight up. But it was open on both sides. Like in two rooms, like you see, it opened on one side and the partition in the other side with another fireplace in the other room.
You talking about how it goes in that one room then goes into the bedroom over here?
I'm talking about the old house.
Mm-hmm.
Now they build them now where if you, one big fireplace and no partition in the middle where it throws the heat that way and throws the heat that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at one like that did George Dunbar over there in Quinton Lefton got one built like that. It throws the heat on both sides. The fire is right in the middle and it draws a draft and your smoke goes up, you know.
Where?
But starts sealing all the heat both sides.
Goes up through the...
Right up through the chimney. Right where, that's where they used to fool us when we was kids. Santa Claus would come down the chimney.
Did you ever have to clean them things out?
No. That's the way they talk about it. A chimney sweeper had been talking about that. And an old fella in Darling, he used to make a darn fortune out of it. And somebody else starting that deal now because they got somebody building, so many people building chimneys right now. And they had that over TV and all that. And he charges $25, I believe, to clean a chimney.
Yeah.